Hello, hello, all of my BSN and coffee listeners. I hope everybody has had a wonderful past couple of months. I know I kind of went MIA and BSN and coffee has just kind of been here. So I want to apologize more than anything. I secondly want to thank y'all for those that continue to listen to our podcast and continue to go back and listen to previous episodes. I know that we were very consistent on sending, you know, updated information. I beforehand apologize if y'all hear my phone vibrate. I'm currently using that to roll my podcast through today. So I really do apologize beforehand, but I would like to bring something up that has been kind of sitting heavy on my heart and in my mind since last night, since I saw it. It was so sad to see. I'm just gonna get right into it. Of course, this refers back to the Gabby Petito case that we had been, you know, going back for and like looking at, and we had been following for so long. As many of you know, of course, you know, Brian Laundrie unfortunately murdered Gabby Petito, and then he of course turned around and committed suicide. His body was of course found. You know, things happened in that case that really, I feel like, opened the eyes of not just us podcast listeners, but just like women and men in general. You know, I think when we look back and you look at their pictures and you see everything, you're like, wow, but they were a really good couple. They looked great, like their videos and everything. Guys, the reason I do this podcast today is because I'm shook today. I'm shook. I follow somebody on Facebook. Her name is Alyssa Ramirez, and normally I wouldn't give information of who it is or anything like that, because I definitely would not want anybody to go and make them feel bad about a situation or try to, you know, for whatever reason, because we just don't know how people are nowadays. However, I've been following her for quite some time. Initially, it was because of her weight loss journey, and it was amazing. It was a great weight loss journey. This young woman has gone through some insane things, you know. She's shared it, of course, with her Facebook reels, and they've gotten out there and they've been great. I enjoy watching them. She has amazing, beautiful babies. And unfortunately, I got onto Facebook yesterday and I see that she is now moving from Washington back home to California and needs to do it immediately. And I didn't understand why at first. Honestly, when I went back and was looking through her entire Facebook reels, I hadn't seen her in a while. I don't know, you know, Facebook has this algorithm that it gives you, and unfortunately when you go into reels, it doesn't let you search somebody specifically. And so I had been looking, but I couldn't find her, because I like to watch her reels. They're pretty cute, like they're cool, her babies are adorable, they do, you know, TikToks, everything like that. And so it's been pretty cool. Not only that, but she has her spouse, of course. And I'm still in shock. I am in very much shock. As y'all know, in my previous podcast, I've always let y'all know, you know, that if you or somebody you know has been in a domestic violence situation, to please reach out. Of course, I always provide y'all that phone number, and make sure that y'all have that information, as well as, you know, anything that you can go online and look at. But the reason why I was a little bit shook was because, and it still doesn't sit right in my mind, was because I follow them. And when I've watched these videos, it hit me. Like, it really hit me. I was like, these people are real. They were a real couple. They're real people. They're people with feelings, and they're people who live every day. They have children. And this young woman had previously been divorced and, of course, had found what she thought was the love of her life. Guys, honestly, if you go and look her up on Facebook and you look at her reels, you would think that they were madly in love. Like, it's crazy. It's insane to me. It's a picture-perfect love that you see on social media, and then you turn around and you see the reality and you're like, what the hell just happened? And I find myself needing to talk about it today just because of the fact that it's been sitting in the back of my mind. I personally have not been through a domestic violence situation that I can say myself I have, but I have helped two of my friends come out of something similar. And I've seen it beforehand. I've seen it happen. And you guys, I don't know how many times I have seen and heard that it's so hard to leave your person, like your aggressor, your person who's trying to make you become the victim of a domestic violence assault. It's insane. It is insane. But here's the thing, and I'm not judging by any means at all. I hope this does not come off wrong to anybody, but I'm not judging anybody. It just, this is something that I feel that isn't talked about enough. And domestic violence is real. It happens amongst literally spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends. You could be, it doesn't even matter. You know, it doesn't even matter because domestic violence doesn't care what gender you are. It could be women, woman, men to men, men and women. It could be, you know, it doesn't matter. Domestic violence does not discriminate when it comes to genders. I don't know why in my head I assumed, and it's insane, but it's just crazy, and it shows us how much we assume and we think we know. I assumed they were happy. I assumed that they had this whole perfect life of love and that things were going great because their videos are amazing. I like their videos. It's like one of those things where you just sit there and you watch and you're like, oh, I feel glad. I'm so happy that they're happy, you know? And I don't personally know her. She's a very beautiful woman. Her children are beautiful. She, you know, was in Washington, made friends, of course, moved in with her spouse, and things were normal. Like, they just posted a TikTok together not a couple of days ago. But it's crazy because they always say that you don't know what happens behind closed doors. And that's very true. Because you could easily put up a front around your friends and everybody else that is around you, and then things happen. And then, like, from one day to the next, their life is turned upside down. And this is where I'm going with this. If you or anybody you know is going through a domestic violence situation, please reach out. I understand that it is so, so hard to leave your aggressor. And I understand that. I fully understand that. And I would never bash anybody for having issues trying to leave their aggressor. Remember that domestic violence isn't just physically hitting. It's also mentally bringing down somebody. It's also mentally hurting somebody's feelings, not just hurting their feelings by being hateful one day because it was an accident. No, it's an ongoing thing, and it is mentally, physically, and emotionally draining. I encourage you, if you know somebody, say something. If you know somebody, say something. These things are often, honestly, rarely talked about. And if you see this young woman, of course, now she's needing help getting back home to California. I believe her parents have now gone to pick her up, and it was a 12-hour drive from California to Washington. However, she was held hostage, and then she was beaten on. She was hit upside the head with a gun. Her children saw what happened. Not only that, but now she's in the ICU because she had a large gash where the gun had hit her head. And she had to undergo surgery in order to place some drain tubes in there because she was literally getting sepsis. She caught sepsis and her whole left side just swelled up on her face. It hurts me to see such a beautiful young woman have her soul crushed into itty bitty pieces because I have seen her TikToks. I've seen how she talks about her spouse, and she's put this person on a pedestal only to be thrown down because of a situation that happened. And it's crazy to say this, but we don't know actually how many times it happened. And what I'm getting at is we don't really know what happens behind people's closed doors. So be nice. Be that person. If somebody needs to talk, or they're signaling that they need help, or if you hear somebody randomly tell you that they're getting aggressive, that somebody is hurting somebody, that if you feel like eventually this will turn into a domestic violence situation, say something. Help them open their eyes. Assure them that they have help. help them get out of a situation like that, and more than anything, be there for them, because it's probably the roughest thing to have to see somebody go through, like an actual domestic violence situation. However, I can only imagine how much more harder it is on somebody going through that. Her life was turned upside down in less than 24 hours. You know, one day she's living, working, has her children, has a spouse, they live together, they both work, and then all of a sudden, because probably of one little fight, things just turn upside down, and from one day to the next, you're not here. Had this gone any worse, she wouldn't be here right now. So I really encourage you to please speak up and speak out. If somebody has confided in you to speak about their situation, help them find those resources. There's so many resources in your city, in your state, family, friends. Honestly, there's so much help out there. It's just there's an insane amount of help. The lack of information that is provided to these people, though, is insane as well, because they just don't know that there's help out there. They don't know that there will be somebody there to speak to them, and they don't know that there is somebody there to help them. So if you or anybody that you may know is in a domestic violence situation, please do not hesitate to help get them the help that they need, because again, all they are looking for is somebody to confide in, because they don't know where to go or how to go or how to leave or how to move from their situation. And so it's insane to think that they have to think about all of this while they're going through a situation where it's not working out for them, you know? She first started doing her weight loss journey on Facebook Reels, which are similar to TikToks. Of course, they exploded and they went well and they did so many good things. Well, then she kind of became a creator, which was even better, because then, of course, like, eventually it'll bring in money. You know, it's something that is a little bit extra, and you can tell she enjoyed, loved, like, she enjoyed it so much. And all of a sudden, it's like somebody has come and damped your light, and it's very sad. It is a very sad situation, but I feel like not many people talk about it. And I feel like a lot of people are very scared to speak about domestic violence when it comes to it, because of the fact that they're scared of what people may think, of what people may say, or even that, you know, somebody will come like CPS and try to take your children, when all you're trying to do is do the best thing that you can for your children. I urge you once again to write this number down. It is the Domestic Violence Hotline. They have over 200 different languages. They have an interpretation service. They can always help you. They will help you figure this out and get through it, and they will help you get out. And if you cannot confide in calling this hotline, I suggest you confide in a friend, a family member, somebody. Get up and get out of it. That phone number is 1-800-799-7233. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-799-7233. The reason I feel like I had to bring this up as well was because we went through, you know, the whole case with Gabby Petito. We were able to see what Gabby went through. And then it was one of those things where I read a lot of comments and everybody was like, they look so happy, and they had a YouTube channel. And so we go back to looking at the way people are on social media. You have a front on social media, and then when it comes to that, after, like, behind closed doors, things are so different and hurtful and hateful, and there's people who want to harm you. And it's so upsetting to think that there's people that exist like that. Most of you will be glad to know that her spouse was arrested and charged with domestic violence, as well as I believe the charge was for not allowing her to leave. So it was something along the lines of a hostage. It's just insane. I honestly, again, I'm shocked. I don't know. I've been following her all day because she has been posting some updates on there as well. And so she's doing a little bit better. She's in the ICU and she looks a lot better for sure. But guys, if you see these pictures, it's so upsetting to see. I really hope and I really pray that this young woman uses this to be a voice in domestic violence, because somebody who has not gone through it can't really speak on it. We can only say so much. And the only reason I speak on it is because I have, once again, seen a couple of friends go through it. I have initially had to help two of them come out of it and be there for them as well. And so I feel like a lot of times people wouldn't take us serious, if that makes sense, because we haven't been through there. And I don't know what it's like to walk in anybody's shoes who's gone through domestic violence. But I have walked as a friend next to somebody who has gone through domestic violence. So I really do suggest that you be that friend. You be there for that person, be that friend, and help them pull out of this, help them walk out of a very ugly situation. Life is hard right now, you know, and a lot of things are going on. Mental health is like a very big deal right now, it used to not be able to be talked about because people didn't believe in mental health. So I urge that y'all please reach out to your friends, even if it's not about domestic violence and it is just about mental health, check into them. I really do hope this young woman uses this, though, to make something of it. And I hope she uses her voice and her platform because, again, she's a creator on Facebook. I hope she uses that as a platform for her, you know, speaking about empowering women to leave their abusers and honestly just start a new life because they deserve it. It's so very sad to see. So I urge you once again to reach out to somebody. The National Domestic Violence Hotline number once again is 1-800-799-7233. You can also send a text message. Text START in capital letters to 88788. Once again, text the letters START, all capitalized, to 88788, and they'll get you some resources for locally and surrounding areas. But guys, your task for today is to make somebody feel better. My task for you today, and I'm going to give you this homework, is make somebody feel better, whether it's a man, a woman, a child, anybody. It could be your children, your wife, your husband, your grandmother, anybody, your mom. Encourage them to be better today. Encourage them to keep going. Let them know how important they are to you and that you'll always be there for them. And ensure that they know that they have a shoulder to lean on and that they have somebody who's going to help them pull out of things when they need it. So that's it for today. It was a very short podcast today. We're going to get right back on these podcasts once again. I'm coming back. I've just been working on a couple of things, making sure that I've got everything going and correctly being done. And once we are good, we will start our podcast once again. I just felt like I really, really, really had to get out here and speak to y'all about this today. So, once again, y'all begin to encourage those people around you, be that light of their life that they may need for the day or for their entire eternity. Be that light in their life. So I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of y'all's week. It is Friday. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And once again, do not forget to be there for your family and friends. Thank y'all once again for listening to BSN and Coffee. Your host, Alejandra, is out.